the occasion of the 20th anniversary of German reunification, we have met up to discuss this very important topic. 9th of November 1989. On the evening of the 9th of November 1989, there was a radio broadcast in the DDR. The East Germans were told that as from now on, they could go to the West, they could travel to the West. Thousands of people straight away, in the same night, went to the Brandenburg Gate in East Berlin, trying to get across to the West. Border police had not received any specific instructions what to do, so they weren't quite sure what to do. More and more people came. The only thing they could do was open the gate and let people pass over to the east, to the West. And that was the beginning of the end of the DDR. The wall had come down. 3rd of October 1990. On the 3rd of October 1990, we now celebrate officially the unification of Germany. Now there's only one state, one united Germany. I'm talking to three experts. My first question goes to Mark Allinson. How did Germany come to be divided in the first place?
Well, really, the country was divided as a result of Germany's defeat in the Second World War. The four occupation powers, that was Britain, the United States, France and the Soviet Union, they each occupied one zone of Germany. But after the war, they just couldn't agree what should happen to Germany. The communist Soviet Union believed that capitalism was a step on the road to fascism and really then on the road to National Socialism, Nazism. And so the Soviet Union believed that capitalism must be abolished as a result. So in its zone of occupation in Germany, the Soviet Union began to reform political and economic structures pretty thoroughly, with the intention of building a socialist society. Now, the Western powers weren't in agreement with that. In their own occupation zones, they wanted to lay the foundations for strong Western-style democracy. And because the two sides just couldn't agree, in 1949, a West German state was founded, a sort of a parliamentary democracy in the Western zones of Germany. That was the Federal Republic of Germany. But in the Soviet occupation zone, instead, also in the same year, 1949, the German Democratic Republic, the GDR, was founded, and it developed as a communist state then alongside the Soviet Union.
Thank you. Everybody talks about the actual Berlin Wall. Could you explain that, go into a bit more detail, how, when, why?
Yeah, well, the thing with Berlin was that the four occupation powers, they all, at the end of the war, they all wanted to have a presence in Berlin. Berlin, after all, was the German capital. And that's how how Berlin, in the first place, came to be divided into four, just as Germany as a whole was. When the German Democratic Republic was created in the Soviet zone of occupation, so the Soviet sector of Berlin became the capital of the GDR. The Western powers remained in their sectors of Berlin, and so the half-city of West Berlin continued separately alongside the structures of the Western Federal Republic. Now, over the next years, more and more people left the GDR to go to the West. They wanted more freedoms, and they also saw that the West German economy was flourishing while the GDR economy was lagging behind. The GDR government then closed the borders between the GDR and the Federal Republic in 1952, and in 1961 it saw itself with no option but also to close the border that ran through the middle of Berlin. And that meant that GDR citizens could no longer get to the West, and it meant also that because of the wall going up in Berlin, the city of Berlin was divided for 28 years.
Thank you. And so we have these two different states, the GDR and the BRD. How different were those two states?
Well, They were very different, really. The Federal Republic had a lot in common with the other countries of Western Europe, so there was a relatively high standard of living, also periods, though, of high unemployment, but also quite a lot of political freedom, particularly after the 1970s, so that new groups, for example, environmental groups, were able to gain in political influence, and the churches remained quite important in West Germany as well. In the GDR, living standards also increased, but they never reached the same level that they did in the Western Federal Republic. It was possible in the GDR to have cheap flats, food was cheap, there was no unemployment at all, and nearly all women went to work as well as men, so that was quite different from the West. On the other hand, luxury goods like televisions, cars were extremely expensive in the GDR, and there was really no political freedom. The GDR government suppressed pretty much all criticism that came from the population, so increasingly frustration grew.
Thank you very much. I would now like to sort of talk a bit more about the actual reunification. And my first question goes to Debbie Pinfold. Did people actually expect the division to be permanent?
I think so, yes. I mean, people tend to accept what they've grown up with as a kind of self-evident fact. And so people who've been born in the east or west of Germany since the division, I think, simply got on with living in their own system. Certainly Erich Honecker was proclaiming in January 1989 that the war would still stand in 100 years' time, obviously quite wrongly as it turned out.
And how did the process of reunification get started?
Well, that's partly because there was a change in atmosphere in the GDR in the 1980s. So there were lots of independent protest groups about things like environmental issues and world peace. And those groups started to come together pretty much under the protection of the churches in the GDR. This was all speeded up a bit in 1985 when Mikhail Gorbachev became leader of the Soviet Union and introduced various political and economic reforms there. And the GDR population began to look to the Soviet Union as a model and to distrust their own leadership. That opposition grew in the late 80s, 88 and 89. There was anger over SED attempts to falsify election results. That was in May 1989, and particularly over support for communist China when the government had student protesters massacred in Tiananmen Square. Then there were further reforms across the Eastern Bloc. The Hungarian government, for example, opened its borders to the west in the summer of 1989, and that meant that East Germans who were free to travel to Hungary could then go from Hungary into Austria and then to West Germany. So you had lots of East Germans leaving the GDR, and others in the meantime starting large demonstrations, especially in Leipzig, where there were demonstrations every Monday centred on the Nikolaikirche, and then in Berlin, particularly on the 40th anniversary of the GDR. That was on the 7th of October 1989. And during those demonstrations, you had people chanting Wir sind das Volk, meaning we are the people, so demonstrating for a better and a more democratic GDR. And the SED had to start making concessions, which you've already mentioned. One of them was due to be greater freedom to travel to the West. And as a result of that, as you said, the Berlin Wall came down on the 9th of November. But gradually those shouts changed from Wir sind das Volk to Wir sind ein Volk, we are one people. And so unification started to be on the agenda, really, from then.
Thank you. Obviously, reunification, it all happened very quickly, and nobody had really expected it to be so quick. What were the practical implications of the whole process?
Well, the West German Basic Law, the Grundgesetz, had always allowed for reunification to take place, but by two different means. There were two different paragraphs. So paragraph 23 simply allowed other German states to join the West German ones, whereas paragraph 146 allowed for the possibility of drawing up a whole new constitution for a new German state, which would have been a much slower process. It was decided to adopt paragraph 23, which meant that the GDR simply became part of the Federal Republic. So first of all, there was a process to harmonise the economy and the currency. That came into force on the 1st of July 1990, and at that point, GDR marks were exchanged for West German marks on a 2-to-1 basis. And full unification, as you've said, was celebrated on the 3rd of October. However, what this means in a sense is that this rapid process later caused quite some discontent, particularly among East Germans, who felt that their kind of country and their distinctive identity had been swept aside, and that in some cases perhaps the baby had been thrown out with the bathwater.
Thank you very much. I would like to go on to changes after reunification, and my first question then goes to Herrn Jonas Langner. There's this famous expression, ostalgie. I don't really know how English people would call this. Could you explain this expression?
Yeah, well, I think nostalgia means, ostalgie means it's a nostalgia about things associated with the GDR and things people missed and therefore valued more highly after a few years after reunification. Shortly after the war came down, I think most Germans seemed to enjoy the new world that had become accessible to them. They had seen products on West German television before, and now they could buy all these products and did. But after a while, they started to miss products and other things that had been such a substantial part of their life in the GDR. And which had almost disappeared after the Wende. I mean, their whole life really changed with reunification. And so due to popular demand, many of those products appeared again and became very popular in the East once again. They often failed to become even known in the West, though. So this started the process of ostalgie. I think another example for us is the Ampelmännchen, this traffic light man, which looked and still looks different in the East. And you can now buy really everything, mugs, towels, with this Ampelmännchen on it. There were also for a while shows on German television like Die DDR Show, which was simply based on that feeling of ostalgie and showed typical products of the GDR and talked to people who had lived in the DDR. I think in my opinion, ostalgie is one way of remembering the GDR and also helped, I think, West Germans to learn something about this country.
What was the impact on the West, though?
Well, there wasn't hardly any impact on the West, I must say. People seemed to join the East Germans in their joy after the war came down. But very soon, many were rather angry about it because a new tax was introduced called Solidaritätszuschlag, Solidarity Surcharge, which was meant to support the reconstruction in the former GDR since money was needed to invest in its infrastructure. And since this was more or less the only thing that changed for West German, and it was rather an unpleasant one, I think feelings towards reunification were very positive very often.
Maybe a last question on the political system. Were there any changes, any impacts?
Yes, there were indeed. With the German reunification, there was a new political party in Germany, namely the PDS at the beginning, which was the successor of the GDR Socialist Unity Party, the SED. In the beginning, it was mainly an East German party and only successful there. And it's received and still receives in East Germany almost as many votes as the other two big German parties, the CDU and SPD. It is very often criticized for its past and excused of its connection to the GDR secret service, so saying that amongst its members, it has former informers of the Stasi. However, it merged with a very small West German party a few years ago and then changed its name to Die Linke. And this made a difference. It is now also successful in West Germany and almost represented in many of the West German Landtage as well. This arrival of a new party often makes it more difficult now to form a government, since there are usually five parties in parliament now, which often leaves neither the conservative nor the left parties with a majority, since it is still regarded as, for many West Germans at least, as a taboo to form a coalition with this party, Die Linke, although there are coalitions with Die Linke and SPD in East Germany. So I think it made the political system more complicated, but probably also more interesting.
Thank you very much. I think we have to come to an end of our discussion here. It was very interesting to hear about the various aspects of reunification and the fall of the wall and the impacts on the East, the West.